We want it bold. We want it creative. And we want it for not a lot of money. If you're a marketer who's heard this before, then Shutterstock is your secret weapon. Visit Shutterstock.com/marketer today to get 10 free images. Shutterstock has one of the world's largest stock libraries with millions of images, videos, and music tracks. And if you're counting every penny, you'll be happy to try Shutterstock for free for 1 month. Act now and sign up at Shutterstock.com/marketer.
Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Today, I want to give you guys some advice on how to overcome those destructive thoughts, those ideas, those behaviors that trigger our anger the worst. So there's this idea called neuroplasticity. It's an amazing concept. Research it. It's beautiful. But I love that idea because what it says is you can rewire your brain to have different pattern of behavior. So our brain gets these channels in it, right? These pathways. The more times we do something over and over and over again, you wear this channel into your brain and it becomes this superhighway of information that just triggers an immediate response to something. Well, the beauty with neuroplasticity is we can change that pattern of behavior. And it's really easy to do. It's something I do myself quite often. I hesitate to call it meditation for you guys, but it's basically a form of meditation. What it is let's say you do something today. Let's use the example of I maybe get angry going to work, right? So what I'll do is I come home, and I go, you know, I didn't like that reaction I had to that guy cutting me off. I got angry. I may have yelled, may have flipped him off. Who knows? So what I do is I come home and I sit down and I replay the event in my head. I relive it. The beauty of our mind is it doesn't know if we're living that moment in real life or if we're reliving that moment in our mind. So we can take that now and relive that moment, but respond how we want to respond. Maybe we can respond with compassion. Go, man, that guy's on his way somewhere important. He's busy. Maybe his wife is sick in the hospital. Who knows? I give him the benefit of the doubt and I am less angry. And we can do that with everything that triggered our anger throughout the day. And the more we do that, the more times we come back and we relive that moment, but reacting differently, we're retraining our brain to respond differently. And it's amazing. This worked for me. I hope it works for you guys. But the key is you've got to really live in that moment. You've got to enter it into your mind and actually be like you're in that moment again. You can't just go and take 5, 6 seconds, a minute, and just think it different. You've got to really be in that moment again. You've got to feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. You've got to really be there. And it takes a long time. This isn't an overnight process. You've got to really commit to doing this regularly. And every time you get angry or respond in a way that you didn't mean to, or you don't want to be, or to not be the person you want it to be. And it works. It retrains that mind. It takes that idea of neuroplasticity and changes your brain. You start to dewire, disconnect the moments in your life or the reactions that you don't want to have and give it these new pathways, these new ways of responding that are so much more powerful and are now going to be in line with this less angry, more calm, more connected, more empathetic, more compassionate person that you really want to be. Try it, guys. Email me, hit me up with comments here if you have any questions. If you want to know more about it, I will gladly share more information on this with you guys. I love this approach to anger management. It really helps. It's one of those things that you can sit down and do by yourself and that can really create a positive change for you. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope you try it. Take a moment, subscribe if you haven't. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show.
That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.
Shutterstock has millions of vectors, illustrations, photos, and more. Everything you need to make your design stand out. See why Shutterstock is the number one name in royalty-free content and get 10 free images by visiting shutterstock.com/design.